This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. Two elementary schools are closing in Traverse City. The board at Traverse City Area Public Schools made that decision a few months ago. Parents were torn up about it, but now kids are dealing with the reality of having to find a new school. IPR's Morgan Springer reports.
Eyes up!
So stop and imagine that the situation were reversed, okay?
Erin Sorensen is preparing her third and fourth grade at Westwood Elementary School to welcome students visiting from Interlochen Community School, one of the schools that's closing.
So your school had to close, and you were going to go meet some of the new students who go to your new school and see some of the teachers and do an activity with a totally different class.
Fourth grader Xander Heitch can do more than just imagine what it's like. He transferred to Westwoods from Interlochen 2 years ago.
It was kind of hard at first, but Westwoods welcomed me so well that it was only a week, and then I was able to fit in with everybody else.
Were there things you missed about your old school?
Yeah, I had a couple friends there that I had to leave behind, but now they're coming to this school, so.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Okay, so a group of kids is standing outside to welcome the Interlochen kids.
Hold it high.
Hello, come on in. I'm Mrs. Sorensen. Do you have some things you want to sit down? How about right over here?
Back in Mrs. Sorensen's class, the Interlochen kids arrive. Some of them look like they have the jitters. They split into small groups for a get-to-know-you activity. They're building a bridge out of marshmallows and toothpicks, and the kids have to pick one bridge model and build it.
Wait, who votes on mine?
Who do you vote?
I vote on yours.
Yay, I got two.
Okay, so we've got the democracy, where one kid is voting on which kid's design to build. Another group is compromising, using a little of each kid's idea. And others are just improvising. They build their bridges. Then they see how much weight their bridge can hold by putting cubes on top of it.
37, 38, 39, 40.
By the end of the activity, one Interlochen student has gotten an invitation to lunch, another to play at recess. Connor Miller, a younger kid from Interlochen, is sprinting around the playground with his new friend, a kid from Westwoods.
I just heard somebody talk to Cam, and I was like, is his name Cam? And then somebody said, yes.
And then you became friends?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you're going to miss about your old school?
Yeah, because my friend is going to a different school, and I'm going to miss him. And I'm going to miss, because there's pizza there, really, really yummy pizza there. And there's cool books there at the library.
Well, Connor has a new friend, and hopefully Westwoods will have really yummy pizza and cool books too. But for the kids who are having a tougher time with the transition, Leland Bronco has something to say. He's in fourth grade at Westwoods. He already switched schools once, and he's switching again next year.
Just wait about a week. You won't get lost. It's a simple school, and you'll have a ton of fun here.
Sound advice. Just give it about a week. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.